Good Monday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Morgan Stanley.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We're kicking off this Monday with a first in playbook. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi raised an eye-popping $49.5 million for House Democrats in 2017, including $47.6 million directly for the DCCC. Here's the breakdown. She held 204 fundraising events in 43 cities last year. Comparatively, she raised $40.1 million in 2015. And we've got some new exclusive excerpts from Josh Green's book, The Devil's Bargain, in paperback. Josh writes that Bannon thought about running for president himself. He shared that interest with only a few close friends, and no one was quite sure how seriously to take it.
Bannon considered forming a new political party, the National Union Party, and Josh also writes about Bannon's thoughts about Oprah. He believes Oprah might represent an existential threat to Trump if she campaigns for Democrats in 2018. Bannon also said the movement is bigger than Oprah. Women are going to take charge of society, he thinks. The Washington Post has a deep dive look into EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt's extensive first-class travel. The Post found more than $90,000 in travel expenses for Pruitt.
We've got two big Trump policy initiatives happening this week. Our colleagues Sarah Ferris and Jennifer Schultes preview Trump's budget and how he is expected to demand tough cuts for domestic programs. A quick playbook note. The White House budget is especially irrelevant this year. In most years, it's treated with an eye roll, but this year it can be mostly ignored since the president just signed a two-year spending framework into law. And Trump is also expected to finally launch his $1.5 trillion sales pitch for his infrastructure plan. So far, it's looking to be light on federal dollars and heavy on incentives for state and local spending.
The big play this week on Capitol Hill will be Senate Republicans' immigration reform push. Burgess Everett reports that a group of Republican senators are moving forward with President Trump's immigration framework. The proposal would offer a pathway to citizenship for 1.8 million young immigrants eligible for the expiring DACA program. And in return, they get $25 billion in border security and wall money, as well as cuts into family-based administration. This is a non-starter for most Democrats.
Vice President Mike Pence talked to the Washington Post on his trip back from South Korea and told Josh Rogan that he believes the U.S. is ready to talk with North Korea. Pence called it, quote, maximum pressure and engagement at the same time. And our colleague Nancy Cook has a look at who exactly is Michael Roman, a name you probably haven't heard. He's a special assistant to the president who reports to the White House counsel Don McGahn. The mysterious staffer previously worked for the Koch brothers in an intelligence gathering unit.
The president is meeting with state and local officials on infrastructure this morning. He's meeting with Vice President Mike Pence and will have lunch with Pence and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. Dina Powell has been named a senior fellow at the Future of Diplomacy Project at Harvard. And Molly Mitchell is leaving her communication post at Axios to join the DCCC as Director of Surrogates and Media Affairs. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.